Port Adelaide take on Essendon Saturday night at Etihad. Our next guest is in live. Matty Whitty is brought to us by the new Port Adelaide Footy Club Visa debit card. It is powered by Beyond Bank. My team, my card. Matty, how are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me in here, boys.
You came a little earlier. We'll bring this up. It is a sport. Should we share what we talk about in the break? But I went to the Liverpool game. Bix left early because he was bored. But one of the highlights,
other than the song
at the start, well, you did. Yeah. You left early, mate. You were bored with it. I love it. Was a pitch invader. And the pitch invader came out. It was very slippery. So he was, you know, dodging this security guard, dodging that. Anyway, he got smashed at the end. But you had a really good point.
Yeah, I have thought about it before, and it's going to be after football, obviously, but you've got to be smart about it. Ground's going to be slippery. You need your boots on.
So wear footy boots.
Wear footy boots. You keep your grip. You won't slip over. I've got a bit of extra speed on me, so I'll get away from them. And as you guys were discussing, just need someone to stand behind the gate just to open and close it for you.
So when Matty White finishes, he's going to get all his gear off in the buff. He's going to wear football boots. He's going to have a mate at one end, and he's going to let rip. Now, if you get caught, it's $5,000.
You might have to wear a balaclava just so they don't recognise who you are.
I might have to wear just some underwear. I'm not that well. Yeah.
Particularly on the Monday night or whatever. Yeah, it was very chilly. So
8223 0000. Who would be as good a streaker as Matt White in footy boots? Paddy Dangerfield? Lewis Jetta?
It'd be a new sport. Instead of the grand final sprint, you just have the pitch invader sprint.
Don't worry about running with the balls. Just get Matty White to just give it her at the end. Because I tell you, that pitch invader was very funny. Anyway, how was the hammy?
Yeah, it's good. I got through a good training session today, and we'll just wait to see how we pull up and find out if I get a game either at AFL or SANFL level on the weekend.
They'll put you straight back in, surely. They've missed your running carry and league speed.
Yeah, I'd like to say I'd come back in, but it's 6 weeks out. Yeah. We've got to make sure I pull up well, and we don't want to risk doing anything silly and have it go straight away and put anybody out, whether it's in a game or whatever it is.
I was just going to say, well, what's a young fella like you doing a hammy? I know you're quick, but, mate, young blokes like you don't do hammies.
28, mate.
You're 28. Yeah, fair enough. That's what
yeah, there you go.
With me. Research. It's like Mitch Marsh barracking for West Coast.
Oh, yeah. Dumbo.
No, they say it's a fast man's injury, so I'll take that.
Probably. You're right. I never pulled a hamstring. And, Rod, did you ever pull a hamstring?
Oh, I was twice as quick as you.
Well, but did you pull a hamstring?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. What about, obviously, you've got a spring in your step. You're back on the track and getting close to play. How's the rest of the group, the morale down there? Still up and about?
Yeah, it seemed pretty good. Obviously, being in rehab, not in with the group all the time. I missed out on a lot of meetings over the last few weeks doing my own rehab stuff. But this morning, last week, everyone's pretty up and about. There's been some trying times and some guys have felt the brunt of it. But the boys have been really good. Coaches have been even better. Kenny and his crew there have really kept the mood upbeat. A lot of silly gags as normal in a footy club, and just trying to get on with all the business that we do.
What did you think of that showdown? It was a cracking game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an amazing game to watch as a spectator. Yeah. Frustrating to watch at the same time as a player. So, obviously, a lot of goals kicked and some very exciting footy, and a little bit disappointed we couldn't get over the line.
Yeah. That's what I had that written down to talk about. There's so many positives out of it in terms of you guys kicking over 100 points, and there was some good stuff there, but there was just some negatives as well. You conceded 14 goals from turnover. That's just a massive number, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's not us. I think it was one quarter there that we had the lapse in, and that's been our trend all year. We haven't put a four-quarter effort in, which is what we're really aiming for over the next sort of four, five, six, however long it is to the end of the season.
Why haven't you? Why that inconsistency? Because I think that was a strength of you guys last year. I nearly think every game that I called, certainly watched, you put the all-played-well flag up and you played four quarters of footy. So that must frustrate the senior groups, players like you, and the coaching staff. Why?
If I had an answer for you, I'd love to give it to you, but unfortunately I don't have that answer, and a lot of the boys and the coaches don't have a definite answer for you either, so we're just working through the processes of it and keep working towards getting it right each week.
Mm. Got some players who have been on the sidelines, blokes like Bobby Carlisle. Is he close to getting back at all?
He was running around the outside today, so I'm not too sure how far he's back.
Jasper Pittard?
Yeah, again, I'm not too sure.
Oh, okay. And
I'm really helpful here.
Yeah, and Tommy Jonas, he's had a bit of a quad, I guess you'd call that. Is he
he trained well today as well, so I think he's in a similar boat to myself. We'll see how he pulled up and find out in the next couple of days what the go is.
Heard a quote from Ken today. I think it was from Caro. Oh, mate, we can still make the finals. You can still believe that as a playing group? Because I think the fans want to know that you're going to still give it a...
Of course. Yeah. Of course we do. But you go back to all the cliches that we're going to tell you, that everyone's going to tell you, and it's about Essendon on the weekend. If we can get everything right, then the finals is the outcome of getting every little thing right on the way there.
And again, we had Lee Matthews on, and he said it. One of the greatest teams he loves watching play is you guys, because you do take the game on, you play through the corridor, you can score well. But again, you're not doing that, are you?
Yeah, opposition are shutting us down pretty well, and it's stopping our run. So we've got to grow up a little bit, go a bit harder, possibly take a few more harder kicks, or just be a bit smarter with the way we play. We're trying out a few things, and we're going to just get back to what we do, and... guys are going to take the game on, and guys like Jarman Impey, who over the last few weeks has been taking the game on really well.
I guess one of the areas you'd be looking to get an advantage this week will be in the centre square. It was an area that Adelaide dominated last week. A few ruck issues at Essendon haven't really had their main rucks in there. So with your combination, you'd hope to have an advantage in that area of the ground.
Yeah, and Loebs is very disappointed in his effort. He doesn't like losing a game, let alone a showdown, or getting beaten one-on-one. And if there's one man that's going to put in a big effort on the weekend, it's probably going to be him trying to back up and play a good game. So get the combination working well, and hopefully both can either kick a few goals or at least get a few good taps for us.
And there was another positive on the weekend, 5 goals between Lobie and Wright. It looked like it worked pretty well.
Yeah, they're working really well together now. They've got a few more games under their belt. Was a little bit raw early when they first started playing together, but... now they're starting to understand how each other moves, and they're not butting heads like they used to a couple of last year and the year before.
Matty White, our guest, is brought to us by Beyond Bank, My Team, My Card. It's Port Adelaide Footy Club's Visa debit card. You mentioned just earlier, grow up a bit. What do you mean by that? Because I've heard Ken say that as well.
It's just about having the guts to go out and do it. A lot of guys come in fresh and raw and don't want to take that kick because if I make a mistake, that's going to turn over and that'll be the end of my day. And it's about just growing up and saying, all right, I've made a mistake. Let's move on to the next one. Try it again. Don't get spooked by it. Just go out and do it. So that's sort of what we're talking about when we say grow up.
Yeah. What do you say to people that say it's the year you had to have?
That's not the year we had to have.
Absolutely fair on the head, yeah. Because I hear that. Oh, what's the year we had to have? You go backwards to go.
What's the logic in that?
What a load of crap. Well, it's not what I'm saying. Okay. It's not what I'm saying.
Did you ask them when they said it to you?
I've heard media people say it's not the year you've had to have. It's the most disappointing year. When I had you in the top 8, I had you in the top 4, had you playing in a grand final. That expectation's been there all year. And that's been the weight of that that's hurt the playing group.
Yeah, again, I'm not too sure. There was expectation externally. There's a bit of expectation internally of what we wanted to do. And this year, we just haven't done it for what we needed to do. So if you look back, we've narrowed it down to the four-quarter efforts. We haven't had a full... four-quarter effort. You look at the Hawthorn game, jump them at halftime, and Hawthorn get a run on them. We didn't fight back. And then Collingwood a couple of weeks ago as well, that last quarter, we just couldn't get our game going there. So it's all about the four-quarter efforts that we just haven't had this year.
I think what people may mean out of that is if now that you're in the position you're in and you've been challenged and you've struggled with it, hopefully what you want is the group to grow out of it. Maybe that's what Ken's talking about when you're saying grow up, is that let's make sure we learn a lesson from this and be able to deal with it, that hardens us and steels us to go on and be able to achieve stuff in years to come.
That's a great way to look at it. Hopefully that is one of his little life lessons that he's now taking over. Internally we're looking at it as a take the kick. If you make a mistake, grow up, move on with it, just get on with the job. Don't dwell on it. When you're young, you come in, and I know I certainly did in my first few years, is I made a mistake and I went into my shell. We just want to move on with it, not dwell on the mistake that's been made.
It's great to hear that the coaches, and I know from experience, you get angrier and more demanding, but they haven't. They've just been more instructional. I love hearing that with your coaching group, but that's the quality that you've got.
Yeah, I think that's what Kenny brought when he first came to the club, and he definitely did it for me last year. He's doing it even more this year with the way that we've been playing. I'm not going to lie and say that he's always been very nice about it all and very instructional. He does get angry and he does have a go, which is what you need from a coach every now and then. Mm-hmm. But his balance is pretty spot on with it all. So he knows when we need a whack and he knows when we need the instruction and to teach us properly.
Just looking at Essendon in the coming week, you play them at Etihad Stadium, which is a quick deck, which I think in some ways suits Port Adelaide. What are their strengths? What are some of the things you've got to get right against them?
Yeah, they're a very quick team. Off turnover especially, they like to come back through the middle of the ground. So it should be a very good battle of ball movement and speed throughout the game. Got a pretty strong forward line. Danaher's really stepped up this year. He's been playing some good footy. And got Dyson Heppel. Yeah, they're missing the big man in Joe, but it's... It's still a very, very good midfield that we hopefully match up well against.
Well, let's hope it starts against Essendon, because I had a look. Essendon, Saturday night, you win that. St Kilda at home, Bix, win that. You got Bulldogs, GWS, Gold Coast, win all of those. You just got to steal one against Hawthorn or Freo, and you're right in it, Matty. Thanks for coming in. But before we let you go, golf clubs. We heard you got a new set of golf clubs.
I did, yes. I have a friend back in Melbourne who I went to school with who is a rep for Mizuno. Got myself some MP15s. So,
please. Very, not the MP15s.
Very happy with my clubs. I'm a little bit disappointed. I found a new set. Two new sets came out this month. Yeah. Get released in September after the Open Championship that was on the weekend. So I should have just waited off a few months. But no, it's all right. I'm very happy with my clubs.
I'll send you into Drummond Golf. They'll look after. They'll kit you out with the gloves and the beautiful Greg Norman tops.
The check pants. You'd be
a checkered pants man at Drummond Golf.
I've actually got a pair of the
plus fours.
Loudmouth Lucky Charm pants. So I've got the clovers all over them.
The John Daly's.
John Daly's. So
the old John Daly's.
I've worn them once.
Wasn't he a Hooters man?
Oh, probably was.
Beg your pardon?
John Daly.
What about him?
He was, what are you looking at me like?
Well,
for?
That's a sort of...
It was his major sponsor. He was
Boys Only Club.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Isn't it?
That's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Gee, Bix, keep your...
I'm going a bit blue.
your lips have gone blue.
How are you hitting them? What sort of number? What are you off?
Off 11.
Yeah,
probably,
11?
Probably playing off about 13 at the moment. I obviously haven't been playing with the hamstring, so not looking forward to... I did have a hit with Bokey yesterday. It was a little bit windy, though, so I'm not taking too much from that.
You look long off the tee and really neat around the greens. One chip, one putt, man, you look like.
I'm not too bad off the tee. I think Bokey still got me off the tee, but
he's long.
My putting has gone very badly lately. So
broom handle?
No, I do have one though. I've got about five putters at home, and I still can't putt. So, it's not great.
And who's the best at the club? Is Bokey the one that beat? Is he by the sound of it?
Probably myself at the moment.
Oh,
Bokey.
Oh, would you credit yourself?
Absolutely.
I'm going to get Drummer to sponsor you. Would you credit yourself?
Bokey's pretty close by, and Jay Schultz can hit a good ball, but doesn't get out as much with the kids.
Well, so. Bokey's doing okay because we know he's a bit of a surfer as well. So generally, you're one or the other. He's combining the two, and he's still almost got you covered.
I think Bokey's good at just about everything he does.
He's
it's good. Really
he
annoying.
Love those blokes.
And he wears cardigans when he plays at golf too, doesn't he? Hey, are you on your motorbike? Last time we spoke, you had a vroom vroom.
Yeah, the dirt bike sits at my uncle's house in Melbourne.
You're not allowed to use it, are you?
I'm actually scared of it now. I haven't ridden it for probably 4 years now, and I'm actually scared of my bike. So it'll stay there till I retire, or Kenny taps me on the shoulder and said, "You've had enough, mate," and then I'll go out and I'll probably break something.
This is what you need to do. Play another 100 games, win a flag with Port, retire, do a streak, and then ride that dirt bike. We're going to go to Broadview, and we'll sponsor you for that. Drummond Golf will. Let's let's go to Alf. Alfie!
How are you, guys? All right?
You got a streaker story, dude.
I reckon I've got somebody that'd be the complete package. Usain Bolt. You don't have to worry about him probably not wearing any pants. He'd probably set the ground alight running across the field and setting the tongue wagons with his, you know what.
Well... Don't just think because he's an African-American or a Jamaican that he's going to have a big block and tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, yes,
oh, yeah.
I know.
Well, what do you reckon Tiger Woods has got a big one?
No. What have we descended to here? I think he was just implying he wouldn't catch him.
Oh, is that what he was catching? Oh, sorry, I've actually read too much into that.
Roll your peanut, pull your head in.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, Matty, I've just deteriorated the conversation somewhat there, but is that where you thought he was going with that conversation?
No comment.
No comment, Matty.
Quite politically.
Yeah. I'm glad you're back. I hope you're straight back in the team. If you're not, you're through the Port Maggies. Get that hammy right. They've certainly missed you and Polak, that run, that carry. Mate, well done. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Fantastic. Isn't it great? Matty White, come all the way.
Well, look, we love it when players come in and we get a chance to see them, we get a bit of a chat and get to know them. And we do hope Matty is straight back in the side because you're right. Very important player. Fast deck. Talked about how quick Essendon are. Don't worry about that. They will not be catching this man.